Thank you, Captain Al-Hamili. I'm very sorry to have cut you short. It was a very interesting presentation. Next up is Mr. Carl Burleson from the FAA, who will give us a USA perspective. Do you want to come up, or do you want to sit there? You have some slides.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here. This is a great forum, and I think it's absolutely incredibly important issues for us to discuss. And certainly, Christopher wouldn't have even asked the question of, do I have slides? If he knew I was from the FAA, we always bring PowerPoint presentations. I also appreciate the description of eminent and knowledgeable. I just wish my 17-year-old was here to hear that. So I want to provide a few views of how the U.S. looks at the way forward in trying to get a sustainable aviation system. And as you can see here, as we note the challenge, it really is how do we ensure this ability for increased mobility? I think this ICAO is certainly committed to that. It's a fundamental of what we're trying to do in aviation, but also while reducing climate and, I think, importantly, other environmental impacts. I mean, we're mostly focused on climate here, but they're really an integrated set of goals that the Air Transport Bureau person actually pointed out at the beginning of this, and I think it's important to keep in mind. The solutions that you see here listed on the slide, you'll see nothing really new under the sun, given the discussions that have already happened this morning. There are, again, a few fundamental areas that I think that all of us have viewed that we need to move forward, and I'll just briefly go about talking a little bit about what the U.S. is doing in these areas. First, science and decision-making, again, as the question that's posed here, how are we going to make these decisions and priorities and technologies and such? I think this is really important and oftentimes overlooked. Unless you get the right data, unless you get the right measurements, you often end up coming up with less than optimal solutions. Even defining the nature of the problem and the kind of issues we face. A number of people have put up points here in terms of growth of aviation. I think my European colleague said, there had been a doubling since 1990 in Europe. Alicia was just noting about the fourfold growth. When we look at data in the U.S., our system today is burning fuel last seen in the mid-1990 levels, even though we're having a lot more activity. So again, even under the what are we trying to tackle, we have to be very careful in terms of what is the actual data, what is the actual system doing, and therefore to get at the right issues. And as you can see, some of the bullets here, we're trying to get at this in a number of ways in the science and the tools to make sure that we have the right science understanding to address the right issues, as well as ensuring that we have a set of integrated tools that allow us to compare noise, air quality, and climate issues, both as how the system operates, as well as what are the kind of solutions we need. And operations, again, it's been described here by a number of speakers very eloquently. There's a whole raft of opportunities, and I think the important thing I would say is this is not going to happen in the future. This is happening now. I think one of the things that is too often overlooked, as at least in the United States, is we talk about next gen. People think of that as 2025. Well, we've started to talk about now gen because, in essence, the innovation and capabilities are making a difference in the system today. In Atlanta, we have an airline that's using a new RNAV departure that's saving $25 million a year. In Los Angeles, we put in continuous descent arrivals, which is saving 2 million gallons of fuel a year. So the transformation of the system to a much more green and sustainable approach is not something that may happen 10 years from now. It's already happening in our system, and I know it's already happening in systems around the world. So again, I think that's really important, and again, I think in the last bullet you see Air and Aspire. These are two international initiatives. The U.S. is participating with other air traffic service providers, which is, again, making a difference in how the system operates today. In aircraft technologies, again, this is an incredibly important area. Because if you go back and look historically, about 90% of the environmental gain that has happened in this industry has come from the change in the technology in the aircraft and the engine. And again, this really is going to be critical going forward. And again, I think as other speakers have mentioned, this is why it's so important in terms of partnership and stakeholders, that this really is a joint effort. This is not something that regulators can do alone. This is not something that industry can do alone or governments can do alone. This really is going to take a partnership to try to foster these kinds of solutions. And certainly in the U.S., you see this last bullet we call the CLEAN program. This is a technology advancement program that we are just about to announce awards on. Where, again, we are trying to target specific improvements in noise, air quality, and energy technologies that will go into the system in a very rapid fashion, again, to try to help technology be part of the solution to get to sustainable growth. Alternative fuels, again, nothing new here. A lot of speakers have addressed this. I will say in the U.S., we have really taken a leadership role, I think, in the aviation side of building upon, and I will say, some of the work that colleagues in other parts of the world have done. We launched the Commercial Aviation Alternative Fuel Initiative back in 2006, and actually, when we launched it, we actually invited speakers from Brazil and South Africa because, again, in terms of alternative fuels, they had actually done a lot of path-breaking work, and we decided we had an awful lot to learn from those developing countries. And again, we think there's a real path forward here. We think this is absolutely critical to sustainable growth. In the U.S., through the CAFE efforts, we've already had approval of the first new fuel standard, a fuel spec in 20 years, which is a synthetic fuel standard for a 50% blend. And we anticipate getting a bio 50% blend standard approved sometime late this year or early next. And again, it'll be an internationally accepted standard, which should then allow production of a drop-in fuel. You don't have to change the aircraft. It doesn't matter. You can just drop it into today's aircraft and get a benefit. So again, we believe in within 3 to 5 years, there's going to be meaningful operational use of alternative fuels. So we think this is coming a lot faster than most of the world anticipates. And again, we're very optimistic about it. So again, you can see the policies and measures. Again, nothing surprising here in terms of the need to really integrate environmental aspects in decision making. And then how to move forward. Again, we think in the United States that climate change could be the most challenging issue in trying to deal with the multiple environmental issues for growth. The U.S. thinks the Next Gen plan, and again, not radically different than a lot of other plans, offers an integrated approach of using technology, policies, and different kinds of innovation to address international constraints. We think international collaboration is essential. We applaud ICAO's progress and certainly think in going forward, ICAO needs to think about how do we really get to greater ambition than what we have today. We think the GIEC process was terrific. We think we need to be more ambitious than the fuel efficiency goal set out. Second, we don't think the paradigm of develop and developing works very well. When you look across the aviation sector and you go back decades, developing countries have been major aviation states for, again, 30, 40 years, not just recently. When you look at alternative fuels, when you look at major aircraft manufacturers, this idea of develop and developing breaks down. We think it really needs a performance-based approach. Again, the key is to set out clear goals and then use a variety of measures to get there. We don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for any country. We think different countries might choose to use, some might choose to use market-based measures, others might rely more on technology. We do think it really takes a diverse approach. And then finally, like my Chinese colleague, I think what's, to say it a slightly different way, we really think it's about action. And given the recent UK election, I thought in honor of that, I will use a quote from a former British Prime Minister, that the finest eloquence is that which gets things done. And so we would hope, and we will certainly, the U.S. is committed to helping ICAO be very eloquent on the issue of aviation and climate change. Thank you.